You're listening to the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.
Welcome to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. Broadcasting now from the virtual C344 studios overlooking the edge of Coconut Avenue is your host, award-winning and best-selling author, Dr. Stephen Lesovich.
Hi, this is Dr. Stephen Lesovich out there in the edge of everything. This episode is entitled The New Paradigm of the Four C's. Cooperation. In a previous blog post and podcast entitled The New Paradigm of the Four C's, I introduced the four C's of connection, cooperation, collaboration, and co-creation that are the new world paradigm for building meaningful personal and business relationships that shape the present and the future. Then I discussed the first concept of the four C's, connection, in another blog post and podcast. In this podcast, and then the blog post I've written on slesovich.com, we go deeper on the second concept of the four C's, cooperation. Once connection is established, cooperation follows. Cooperation aligns the actions. Cooperation includes working side by side, respecting one another's contributions, differences, and agreeing on shared objectives. Now, the original characteristics of cooperation we discussed were mutual respect, valuing the differences and similarities of each other, clear communication, clearly expressing your needs and expectations, reciprocity, giving and receiving, being equitable on all levels, conflict resolution, agreeing upon ideas and solutions that benefit everyone. If we look at the concept of cooperation from a deeper viewpoint, we can add these additional characteristics to the concept of cooperation. Synergy. When cooperation is genuine, the combined effort produces outcomes greater than any individual could achieve alone. Patience. True cooperation unfolds in its own rhythm. It requires patience, the grace to allow processes, people, and ideas to mature in their own time. Through patience, trust and understanding have the space to develop and deepen. Flexibility. Situations change, people evolve, and goals shift. Flexibility allows cooperation to stay alive and adapt, to bend without breaking, and to grow stronger through change. Shared responsibility. In cooperative environments, success and challenges alike are held collectively. Everyone is responsible for their own actions and carry part of the load, ensuring that balance and fairness remain central to the process of cooperation. But what does cooperation really mean? Cooperation is simply more than working together. It is a conscious choice to align your energy, intentions, and actions for the shared good. It invites you to move beyond competition and individualism towards mutual respect, balance, and harmony. At its essence, cooperation is the art of unity in diversity. It honors individuality while seeking a common ground. It is not about surrendering one's voice, but instead about listening deeply enough that a collective voice can emerge, one that carries the wisdom of many perspectives. When we cooperate, we embody trust, compassion, and share responsibility. We learn that progress is not measured by personal gain, but by the well-being of the whole. In this way, cooperation becomes not only a practice, but a way of being, a quiet power that connects intention with action and vision with manifestation. Why does cooperation matter? It is the foundation of all meaningful progress, personal progress, collective progress, and planetary progress. It transforms isolated effort into unified strength and turns shared vision into living reality. When we cooperate, we honor the truth that we are stronger together than we could ever be alone. In our modern world, often defined by competition, speed, and individual achievement, cooperation restores balance. It reminds us that growth is not a race, but a relationship. Through cooperation, we cultivate understanding, trust, and shared responsibility. We learn to harmonize our unique abilities with the needs of others, creating outcomes that benefit the greater whole. Cooperation really matters because it calls us back to the connection of the four C's, the awareness that every action we take ripples outward. It teaches us that true success is not measured by dominance or control, but by our capacity to uplift and empower one another. So how can you practice cooperation of the four C's in your own life? Consider these five things. Number one, listen to understand, not to respond. True cooperation begins with deep listening. Set aside assumptions and give others your full attention. Listen, so when people feel genuinely heard, trust grows and solutions emerge naturally. Number two, share responsibility and give credit freely. Cooperation flourishes when everyone feels valued. Acknowledge the contribution of others and be generous with recognition. Shared credit strengthens the sense of unity and motivates continued collaboration. Number three, communicate with clarity and kindness. Be open and honest about your needs, but express them with empathy. Clear communication reduces confusion, while kindness deepens dialogue in a constructive way, even in moments of tension. Number four, be flexible and open to change. Cooperation requires adaptability. Circumstances evolve, and ideas may shift and remain open to adjusting plans for the greater good. Flexibility turns potential conflict into opportunity. Number five, focus on shared goals, not personal agendas. Keep common goals at the center of everything. When the individuals align around we instead of me, cooperation transforms from a task into a shared journey that benefits everyone involved. Cooperation is the bridge between connection and collaboration of the four C's. It is where shared understanding becomes shared action. When we practice cooperation, we cultivate harmony between individuality and unity, between giving and receiving, between self and collective purpose. Experiencing, acknowledging, and embracing cooperation creates a positive impact in your own life and the lives of people you cooperate with. Till next time, I'm Dr. Stephen Lesovich, out there on the edge of everything, now practicing cooperation of the four C's on a daily basis.
You have been listening to Out There on the Edge of Everything, the show that examines, helps you understand, and effectively deal with the interesting edges of life. For more information on your host, Dr. Stephen Lesovich, please visit slesovich.com. For more information on prior and future shows, please visit coconutavenueradio.net.
This is the Coconut Avenue Radio and Podcast Network.